In both places, I suppose there are issues of interest to this dicastery. You know, Mexico has got its own political history too, and the political history which affects the relationship with the church. And, you know, happily, I suppose things are, you know, changed for the better now. But for us and for the business we do over here, of course, the issue of human rights still comes up. And it's certainly not as hot as it was, you know, some years back. And we thank God for that. But we presently, though, the big thing is about, unfortunately, the thing about, you know, increasing a dominance, if you want, of, you know, drug-related crimes, okay, in Mexico. That's the thing that bothers us right now. A lot of, you know, drug-related crimes in Mexico is a thing of concern to us. Seeing, you know, this is a country that borders in the United States. Its effect on the U.S. needs to be thought about, or the U.S. effect also on that needs to be thought about. The relatedness of this to the migration that's still ongoing between the two countries and all of so. And ultimately, the security and stability in Mexico itself. So these are issues that I think we think about. Certainly, the Holy Father would have his own, you know, way of addressing those issues, and probably others that, you know, he sees from his universal leadership of the church.
But Cardinal Turkson points out that Mexico is a profoundly Christian nation, and he speaks of his own experience of living the faith in the Latin American country.
You know, my own experience, I was in the Eucharistic Congress in Guadalajara some years back, and I have since been in two Eucharistic Congress international, or that, and the next one I was at was Quebec. Quebec doesn't compare with what we had in Guadalajara. In Guadalajara was a thing of the whole population, millions of people, if you want. And as we did a procession, everybody hangs some devotion out of the window, some piece of, you know, some religiously decorated item. Everybody was with it. So that's what I mean. Somebody may say it's very superficial, but whatever it is, you had that, you know, expression of, you know, every, you know, warmth of, you know, participation and all of that. The Christian tradition is there, and probably like very many other Latin American countries, the challenge is making something which is seen as tradition become a regular form of life. You know, so making this come to the surface, become the pattern. So may not suffice to just consider yourself by, you know, history, a tradition, or something of the past, but what does it mean to be a Christian, a witness to a Christian faith, live it, you know, concretely now. That may be one of the challenges, but especially in the area of crime and, you know, the drug, you know, war type of thing going on. It's our prayer that the visit of the Holy Father touches hearts and, you know, induce some kind of conversion in that area and that front.
Cardinal Turkson says the situation in Cuba is quite different.
You come to the other side, the stories will be different. Cuba. Of course, over here, since the Pope announced the visit, we get some mails and some correspondent people who protest, okay? But I mean, the Lord said it. I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the sinners. So the Holy Father doesn't have to visit only the saintly and the good places, but also even where there are perceived problems and, you know, all of it. So I personally have nothing against a visit to Cuba. And I, you know, indeed, for me, it's a joy. And plus, you know, the form of government does not mean that even every citizen, okay, also moves that. So the protests mostly come from Cubans in exile or the diaspora living in the United States who are protesting this and thinking that the church should rather call for some more, you know, liberty, respect of human rights and all of that and that. But again, we leave it to the Holy Father.
Cardinal Turkson also points out that the situation in Cuba has undergone change through the years.
It's not the same Cuba of the Cold War. It's not the same Cuba of the Cuban crisis, the missile crisis of Cuba. A lot of things have changed. And in Cuba of the present-day experience, it's also a Cuba, how many volunteers he sends out, you know, to help in, you know, hospitals of poorer countries and all. You know, so it's still a Cuba who, with whatever type of, still find a way to still share with the outside world some of its meager resources. When I was still Archbishop of Cape Coast, we had one hospital. We had three Cuban doctors helping out there. Catholic Church Hospital, you know, who had Cubans. So it wasn't a question of, are they Christian? Do they whatever type? There are Christians and Catholics in, you know, Cuba. So we, you know, this is still true about Cuba. It's a country where political ideology may probably lead to a certain form of, you know, government, but the fate is still there, and the fate still these people, you know, as a certain line of action and, you know, witnessing of their fate and all of that. So I suppose in that sense, the visit for me, it's a very good one. The choice to visit Cuba for me is positive. And we're hoping that, again, whatever message the Holy Father will have to deliver will still be well, you know, listened and taken. And, you know, whatever, again, conversions can be induced, you know, we pray the Lord, you know, to have his own way.